insurance as well.
I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
New pitcher into the ballgame for Wausau in the top of the seventh inning. That's the left-hander, Bryce Carter. 4-5-6 for Rapids in the inning. First pitch to Chris Arroyo. A breaking ball on the outer edge called a strike. And Yakim, WFHR, returning to you for the 59th time this season on locally grown radio for Raptors Baseball. And one fastball in there for a called strike. Arroyo in the hole at nothing and two. Carter on the season, 5 outings all on the road. This is his first appearance at Athletic Park this summer. Set is the left-hander, the 0-2. Ripped the other way, and it's going to dip down in front of Hayden Christensen for a base hit. Arroyo's first hit of the ball game. Aboard for the second time. In his 5 outings this year, Carter, 8 2/3 innings pitched. No decision to pick up. He does have the save, though, at least at once this season. He's yet to allow an earned run and has a 1.5 whip. Last work, 2 2/3 innings of one-hit ball on the road at Green Bay on the 26th of July. First pitch to Walker Buchanan, swung on and missed. Against Rapids this season, Carter has worked twice. His first outing in the Northwoods League and with Wausau came back on July 8th at Witterfield in that 4-2 win. Another swing and a miss from Buchanan. Count 0-2 on the Raptor left fielder. And that one, Carter, an inning at 2/3, one hit allowed, 3 walks, 3 strikeouts, facing 10 Raptor hitters. Then threw again against Wisconsin Rapids on the 18th, and that 6-3 victory. The 0-2 misses up and away. An inning and a third in that outing for Carter. 2 walks and a punch out, facing half a dozen batters. David Morrissey's line is done. 3 innings pitched for the left-hander, 3 hits allowed, 3 runs, one of which was earned, did not walk a Raptor and struck out 4 on 52 pitches. 1-2. Check swing, did Buchanan go around? It doesn't matter. Jeremy Brooks going to ring him up anyways. Second punch out of the ballgame for Buchanan is the first out in the top of the 7th.
Now batting number 13, Orlando Lordoy.
Orlando Lordoy. A 3-hit ball game for the Faulkner product out of Panama City. Led off the previous inning with a solo jack to center field, his first of the summer. Runner takes off on the first pitch, misses low, or I should say called a strike. Throw down to second, not in time. Jeremy Brooks, once again, getting my goat here tonight. Stealing second in safely is Chris Arroyo. Also a 2-run single with 2 down back in the first for Orlando Lordoy. Collected a base knock in the top of inning 3 to add on. Runner in scoring position for the now Raptor center fielder in an 0-1 count. How about Evan Parmer facing the minimum in the bottom of inning 6, getting an inning-ending 6-4-3 twin killing. Hot smash off the bat of Vance Shahan. It went McIntosh to Onati to Landon Gass. The 0-1 fastball to Lordoy misses outside. We get to the bottom of the seventh, post-stretch. 2-3-4 will be due up for Wausau, Espinal, Galvin, and Brigham. Carter looks back to second, 10 on the clock, the 1-1. Chopped on the ground to second. Espinal will field cleanly and throw to first in time. Eddie took his time on that 4-3 put out, advancing to third base is Chris Arroyo. Two down, 90 feet away is Chris, and the batter is Landon Gaz. Gaz 0 for 3, a ground out to third, started his day to end the first inning. Went down looking in the third. Went down looking as well an inning ago, and unfortunately for Landon, he is the beer batter tonight here in Wausau, so he has given in to the crowd a couple of times. First pitch to Gaz, missing low and inside from the southpaw Carter. Ten 3 the score, the final from ISG Field in Mankato. The Moondogs defeating the Hot Tots this evening. 1-0. This is away. Oh, the Minnesota Mud Puppies completing the comeback and defeating the Wilmar Stingers from Bill Taunton Stadium. 11-10 the final. 11 runs, 12 hits, no errors for Minnesota. 10 runs, 11 hits, and 4 errors for Wilmar. Defensive miscues being their Achilles heel in this evening's contest. 2-0 fastball swung on and missed to Landon Gaz. Lastly, bottom 7 on ESPN Plus from Dickinson Baseball Field. The St. Cloud Rocks leading the hosting Badlands Big Sticks 7-6. The 2-1. Bounced straight back by Gaz, count evens. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. A leadoff single from Chris Arroyo currently stands on third base for Wisconsin Rapids. Carter comes set, gets the signs from Solis Jr. the payoff. Top of the zone, got him looking. Leadoff single from Chris Arroyo left on third base. We head to the home half at stretch time in Wausau. Rafters 8, Woodchucks 4 right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Ooh, sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress. Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? Yeah, the earth really needs them to hoof it. That's right, the environment is always the best excuse.
Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is a 1,200-mile footpath started in the 1950s and now running through 30 Wisconsin counties. The Ice Age Trails PR director, Melissa Pyrick, says one group of hikers describes it best.
They started in St. Croix Falls, so they kind of did this North Woods, which is very rural and rustic. And they said they couldn't believe once you get down into the southern part of the state, especially Dane County, all of a sudden it turns into prairies and it's just beautiful.
The trail continues south to Janesville, then back to the northeast and up to Sturgeon Bay. It is also one of just 11 in the country designated as a National Scenic Trail. Learn more about it in your area at iceagetrail.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Bottom seven, post-stretch, 2-3-4. Do it for the Woodchucks in this 8-4 Raptor lead. Evan Palmer back on the mound for Wisconsin Rapids on your home for Raptor Baseball, WFHR. First pitch runs inside to Espinal and plunks him. It's the third time he's been hit by a pitch in this ballgame. Andy Ockham returning to you here in the press box at Athletic Park. Thanking you so much, as always, for hanging out with me here on a delayed Tuesday night ball game, the final time the Raptors are in Athletic Park this regular season. Max Galvin's 0 for 3 in the contest. Flew out to center back in the first, lined out to right in the second, and struck out swinging against Danny Curd in the fourth inning. Armour looks over to first, Gaz holding on the runner. The slide step, Palmer throws a first pitch ball low and away. Top eight will feature the 8-9-1 spots for the second time in this ballgame for Rapids. McIntosh, Webb, and Onati. Palmer looks over to first, comes set, 9 on the clock, the 1-0. This is down to the dirt, nice block by Webb, ball 2 on Max Galvin. Homers in this ballgame from Max Solis Jr. and Orlando Lordoy. One per side. 2-0. On the inside corner, that fastball is there for a called strike. Number 7 on the season for the Woodchuck catcher and for the Raptor outfielder, his first since joining the team less than a week ago. 2 balls, 1 strike, the count. Espinal on first base. Palmer looking for another double play ball. So this fastball misses inside for ball 3. The 3-1. Runner takes off for second. Check swing in the dirt. Looking for an appeal in the field. Either way, Jeremy Brooks is going to say Max swung. The throw down to second, not in time. Runner out in scoring position for Galvin. 8 runs, 10 hits, no errors for Rapids. 4 runs, 9 hits, and an error for Wausau. Palmer's 3-2. This is low and inside for ball 4. It's a 6-pitch walk to Max Galvin. First 2 aboard here in the top, or bottom of the 7th, I should say, for Wausau. Chance here for Colin Brigham to break back into this deficit. Cleanup hitter in Corey Thompson's order is 0 for 3 today. Last time up, flew out to center field to lead off the bottom of the 5th. Palmer's first pitch. Fastball, crisp and in there for a called strike. Back against the wall for Palmer. Does have a nice 4-run cushion to work with, but wanting to keep it where it's at and give the offense a chance to add even more in the top half of the 8th inning. The 0-1. And on the hands, Brigham and fouls it straight back to the screen. It's nothing and 2. No balls, 2 strikes, nobody out, 2 aboard for Wausau. Matchup 11 of 12 between the two teams in this 2024 Northwoods League regular season. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him chasing downstairs. Brigham in down on strikes for the second time in this ballgame. That's the big first out of the bottom of the 7th for Evan Palmer. Max Solis Jr. left the yard his last time up in the 5th inning, as I mentioned. Laser shot over the left center field wall. 1 for 3 in the ballgame is the Houston, Texas native. Righty on righty battle. Palmer's first pitch out of the stretch. Breaking ball, catching the top of the zone for a called strike. 7 total pitchers in the ballgame. 4 on the Wausau side, 3 for Rapids. Saw Bryce Carter work a scoreless top of this 7th inning. Following a leadoff single to Chris Arroyo, but he was left out on third base. 0-1 delivery, swung on and missed into the glove of Christian Webb. Count quickly, nothing and 2. No balls, 2 strikes, and an out. Solis Jr. going to go after anything close here. Palmer's payoff. Both runners take off. This is tapped foul right out in front of Hayden Christensen by the Wausau on-deck circle. Bottom seven after this delay here tonight. Able to play the first three innings prior to an hour plus of being off the air, but we're back and here to finish this ball game. Next 0-2 from Palmer. We'll see if the runners take off again. They do not. As the 0-2 hit in the air, shallow center. Right out in front of the edge of the infield dirt, the wind taking this back in for Mason Onati to make the catch. Two down here in the bottom of inning seven, and the batter is Hayden Christensen.
Now head to the plate, number six, Hayden Christensen.
Hayden Christensen singled and scored back in the second, struck out swinging in the third, and in his last time up, popped out to the first baseman Landon Gaz in the bottom of the fifth. Evan Palmer looking for two scoreless out of the rafters, staple to work out of a jam here. First pitch, both runners take off. Another one tapped foul right off Christensen. The two will have to retreat, and the count is no balls and a strike on the Wausau left fielder. Eddie Espinal is on second base, was hit by a pitch to lead off the inning, and it's his third time being plunked in the ballgame. Max Galvin then drew a six-pitch free pass, his first time aboard. The 0-1 from Palmer. High chopper on the ground to short. McIntosh gloves. He'll just underhand flip to second in time. Mason Onati turned the double play anyways, despite there being two outs in the inning. It'll go down as an inning-ending 6-4 fielder's choice. Two scoreless for Evan Palmer out of the Raptors stable. We're through seven here at Athletic Park. Raptors 8, Woodchucks 4, right here on your home for Raptor Baseball, 97.5 FM. 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything, helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people, a neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Plover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others, too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great, too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
8-9-1 for the rafters here in the top of the eighth inning. They lead the Wausau Woodchucks 8-4 from Athletic Park. Bryce Carter back to the mound for Wausau, firing a first pitch up and away for ball one on the rafter. Shortstop Kyler McIntosh. Andy Ockham returning to you here on WFHR, thanking you as always for tuning in your FM AM dials at 97.5, 1320, or your Civic Media apps. Count 1-1, McIntosh on the ball game, reached on an error back in the sixth and later scored. It's this 1-1 breaking ball on the ground to short, backhanded by Berkland. He'll throw to first in time. It's a 6-3 put out of the Columbus, Indiana native for the first out of the frame. Christian Webb picked up his first Northwoods League and Rafters hit in the top of inning six. Infield knock, later scored. 1-for-3 in the ballgame is the Faulkner product. 8 runs, 10 hits, no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. 4 runs, 9 hits, and an error for Wausau. Webb into the right-handed batter's box. Bryce Carter looking for two scoreless out of the Wausau stable. First pitch breaking ball to Webb is in there for a strike. Top of the order on deck, Mason Onati. Tommy Gulbranson will follow. The 0-1. Fastball missing up and away to even the count on Christian Webb. Evan Parmer, two scoreless innings in relief for Wisconsin Rapids. Let the first two reach in the bottom half of the seventh, but worked his way out of it. 1-1, hit in the air, foul down the first base side. That'll find the seats. Parmer getting an inning-ending 4-6 fielder's choice off the bat of Hayden Christensen. Mason Onati turned two anyways, firing a dart over to first to land in Gaz, even though they didn't need the out. Maybe they get that fourth out to carry over into the bottom of the eighth. 1-2 dribbler off the knob of the bat of Webb, right side. It'll be eaten by Espinal, the second baseman. Two infield singles for Christian Webb in his Northwoods League debut. A runner aboard for Rapids with one away here in the top of the eighth inning. Mason Onati, a three-hit game and a multi-double game for the Raptors' second baseman. An RBI two-bagger in his last time up in the sixth, also doubled and scored in the second. Mason looking for a four-hit ball game for the first time this season. Left down lefty battle, Carter set. First delivery, runs inside and hits him. Onati hit by that one and putting two aboard now for Rapids with one away in this eighth inning. Chance here for Tommy Gulbranson to bring in another run. He did so back in the sixth inning, an RBI ground out to the shortstop, Jake Berkland. He's 0-for-2. Off the bench in his Northwoods League debut, joined the team, signed his contract earlier today. Entering the contest for Aiden Teal. It's a 6:35 first pitch here tonight from Athletic Park. Got through three innings, bit of a delay, north of an hour, and were able to get back underway around 9:15. Sitting here in the top of the eighth inning. First pitch from Carter to Gulbranson, swung on and missed for strike one. Wausau will bring 7-8-9 to the dish in this home half. All right-handed bats, Aiden Korn, Luke Pemberton, and Jake Berkland. The 0-1. Missing low and inside to even the count. Carter peers in, has his signs from Solis Jr., looking to potentially get an inning-ending double play ball here. Instead has Gulbranson chasing in the dirt. On that off-speed delivery downstairs, it is now 1-2. Scotty on deck, Arroyo to follow. Raptors looking to add on more to their four-run lead late. The 1-2. This is up to even the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Payoff coming here from Carter with a dozen seconds on the pitch clock. Comes set. Gives a look back to second base. Goes heatered. It misses up and away. Full count on Gulbranson in his third plate appearance of the ball game. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out, runners on first and second. Carter looking to avoid loading the bags here in the eighth. Swing and a miss on that 3-2. Going to the fastball was Carter. And he blows it by Gulbranson. 2 down, 2 aboard. And the batter is Jorge Degatti. Jorge Degatti, in his 4 trips to the plate today, has reached twice. Degatti, a 4-pitch walk and scored back in the first. An RBI double. Number 6 on the campaign for him back in the second. Last time up, flew out to center field to end the top of inning 6. First pitch from Carter to Degatti on the inside corner is called a strike. Rapids looking for their third win in Wausau this summer. They've yet to beat the Woodchucks at home, and they'll get a chance to do that tomorrow night. The 0-1. This is up and away. 1 ball, 1 strike now in the third baseman. In terms of difficulty and opponents for Wisconsin Rapids in their final dozen games, it's right here with Wausau. This is their toughest matchup, no doubt. The 1-1. Ripped foul down the right field line. Having Kalamazoo right after is no easy task. They were able to split with the Growlers at Homer Stryker Field on the 14th and 15th of July. Sunday-Monday set. Losing the opener, but winning game 2-7-6 on that Monday evening. Tagadi down in the hole at a ball and two strikes. Bryce Carter comes set. Here it comes. He got him swinging. Hide shutter for Carter. Tagadi fans. No runs in the eighth inning for Wisconsin Rapids. They leave a pair. We head to the home half right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. WFHR, locally grown radio.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future. In a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do. Do play and laugh. Do win and lose. Do learn from your mistakes. And challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid. Or make decisions based in...
When you need HVAC attention, call in the home run hitters at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. They've been knocking it out of the park for more than 20 years, covering all things home comfort. Whether you need your air conditioning tuned up or replaced altogether, their Bryant experts will always do whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Need to set up an appointment? Schedule yours today at comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
Camping, America's pastime. The fresh air, the lack of phone signal, and the ability to relax with a cold beer by the fire. Then the next day, not the best. Don't drag yourself out in the cold to make your family a healthy breakfast. Recover and call El Cafe and order a family-style breakfast to go. Scrambled eggs, ham, bacon, or sausage. Toaster pancakes with hash browns, and all of this is $8 a person. Call El Cafe at 715-887-2233 for a meal the whole family will love and a day of recovery for you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Hear we? What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom eight here at Athletic Park. Evan Parmer's first pitch to Aiden Korn. Right down the chute. It is a strike. 8-4 Rafters. 8 runs, 11 hits. No errors for Rapids. 4 runs, 9 hits and an error for Wausau. Right-hander Parmer in his third inning of relief out of the Rafter bullpen. 1-for-3 in the ballgame is the DH Korn. Parmer goes slider and it misses outside to even the count at a ball and a strike. Andy Ockham on locally grown radio. 59 games into our season. How in the world is that possible? Time flies when you're having fun in the Northwoods League. The 1-1 delivery ripped in the air right field. Jorge Degatti having a good beat on it, though, as he jogs over to make the catch for the first out of the inning. 3 in the first, 2 in the second, 3 in the sixth for Wisconsin Rapids. 3 in the second, 1 in the fifth for Wausau. Scoring up to this point in the ballgame, the batter is Luke Pemberton for Wausau. The Woodchuck right fielder, 1-for-3. RBI single in this ballgame. Armour's first pitch to him, fastball that misses downstairs for ball one. Jake Berkland on deck, top of the order, and Shahan to follow. The 1-0. Pulling that fastball is Parmer, misses low and away for ball two. 4-5-6 will be due up for Rapids in the top of the ninth inning. Arroyo, Buchanan, and Lordoy. Orlando hitting a home run in this ballgame. Solo Jack to lead off the top of inning six. The 2-0 swung on and missed. Count 2-1 now on Pemberton. The 2-1 delivery. This is outside. 3-ball count drawn here for Pemberton in his fourth plate appearance of the ballgame. Evan looking to work back into this one. The 3-1 delivery. This is downstairs for ball four. 5-pitch walk to Pemberton, a base runner for Wausau here in the bottom of inning eight. Multi-hit game for Jake Berkeley. He singled back in the second and in his last time up in the sixth. Struck out swinging in the fourth. He has been a workhorse out on that left side of the infield for the Woodchucks this summer. First pitch from Palmer. Fastball that catches the top of the zone for a called strike.
Now batting for the Woodchucks, number three, Jake Berkeley.
Palmer, long pause with eight on the clock. First base side of the slab, the 0-1. Fouled back. It's nothing at two on Berkeley. No balls, two strikes to the count. Pemberton on first. Palmer's payoff. Off speed, missing up and away. Palmer against the Woodchucks this season. Tossed two frames, allowed one earned run in that doubleheader on July 11th at Witter Field. He's thrown once here before at Athletic Park this season. That being back on June 20th, got the save in that 15-3 win in game one of the doubleheader because he pitched three frames, qualifying with getting those nine outs. He allowed five hits, three earned runs with a walk and three strikeouts on 15 pitches thrown. Palmer's 1-2. Fouled down the first base side by Berkeley. Evan's first outing of the season came at home against Wausau in that Friday matchup on May 31st, which seems like a whole new lifetime ago. Two scoreless for Evan in that one. He allowed three hits, did not walk a woodchuck, and struck out four of the nine he faced. Another 1-2 here in this battle between the Rafter right-hander and Jake Berkeley. Hands at the belt buckle, 14 on the clock. Here it comes. Smashed on the ground is short once again. In and out of the glove, though, of McIntosh. He will still stay with it and flip it to second base. So Nadi on the bag acting like a first baseman with the stretch. Is a 6-4 fielder's choice. Swapping spots with Pemberton at first is Jake Berkeley, and there's two away. Back to the top of the order for the fifth time, Vance Sheahan. 2-for-4 is Vance today. Singled in the first and had an infield knock in the fourth. In inning two, a ground out to third that drove in a run and ended the bottom of inning six against Palmer with an inning-ending 6-4-3 double play. The third baseman into the right-handed batter's box for Wausau. Palmer peers over to first, and he'll fire a quick pickoff move over there with Landon Gaz covering the bag. Only other ball game going on in terms of late frames, St. Cloud at Badlands. There's also game two of the doubleheader, Eau Claire at La Crosse. First pitch to Sheahan. This is outside. The Express are leading the Loggers. Top six at Copeland Park, 7-1. Top nine at Dickinson Baseball Field on ESPN+. Plus, the Badlands Big Sticks leading the St. Cloud Rocks, 9-7. The 1-0. Fouled away down the first base side. Count evens at 1-1. Palmer coming off his redshirt sophomore season at VMI, Virginia Military Institute. He had 16 and a third frames pitched, part of the program this past spring. Had a 2-1 record, with his longest outing being 3 1/3 innings against William and Mary back on April 23rd. Also happened to be his last appearance of the season. Spent part of the 2022 summer, the Florida Pokers out in the South Florida Collegiate Baseball League. 1-1 runner takes for second, misses inside, throw down from Webb, not in time. Five stolen bags in the ballgame for Wausau. Berkeley in scoring position with two down. With Palmer in that 2022 summer with the Florida Pokers, threw in just five innings, allowed three runs across three outings, and was able to collect a start there. Dancing off second is Berkland, the 2-1. And on the ground to third. That is Goldbranson gloving, throwing to first. It is dug out by Gaz. What a play. A 5-3 put out to retire the side here in the eighth inning. Three scoreless for Evan Parmer out of the Raptor bullpen. We head to the ninth here from Athletic Park. Raptors 8, Woodchucks 4 on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. WFHR, locally grown radio.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Let's get back to Raptors baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Top nine here from Athletic Park. First pitch from the new tosser in the ballgame for the Woodchucks. That's Logan Butler. It misses low for ball one on Chris Arroyo. 8-4 Raptors, 8 runs, 11 hits, no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. 4 runs, 9 hits, and an error for the Woodchucks. The 1-0 delivery to the Raptor left fielder misses outside. Arroyo, a 6-pitch walk and scored back in the first. Last time up, led off the 7th with a base hit. That came off Bryce Carter. A 2-0 delivery from the right-hander, smacked in the air, center field. Galvin back at the wall. It is gone. Chris Arroyo, his 5th of the season, his 3rd in the last handful of games. He is swinging a red-hot bat right now, and it's 9-4 Wisconsin Rapids. The last 3 home runs off the bat of Arroyo have been no doubt shots. And the batter is Walker Buchanan. Just a pinch hitter into the box for Wisconsin Rapids, wearing the uniform too. That's Dalton Fiveash. Getting his Northwoods League debut here. Fiveash, a native of Franklin, Kentucky. The first pitch misses upstairs for ball one. Him and Goldbranson added the roster today. The 1-0 in there for a called strike. Right-hander set, 1-1. Breaking ball, swung on and missed. Count 1-2, played at Wabash Valley College this past year, a really well-respected junior college, and in 61 games, Fiveash was a 364 hitter. 14 home runs, 68 runs driven in, 59 runs scored, swiped 11 bags. The Kaiser product, Logan Butler, in his debut, comes set for the 2-2. Breaking ball, tapped foul down the first base side. Bryce Carter, two innings, two hits allowed, no runs, no walks, and four strikeouts on 33 pitches. Set is the right-hander, the 2-2. Popped up on the infield. It'll be the shortstop, Jake Berkland, calling off everyone to make the catch for the first out of the inning. Orlando Lordoy, three-hit ball game for the Panama City kid, will step into the left-handed batter's box. For Logan Butler this past season, at Kaiser, appeared in 11 games and made a start, had an 0-1 record, 21 innings tossed on the hill, and had 14 punch-outs. The first pitch to Lordoy, off-speed missing downstairs for ball one. First base side of the rubber, set is Butler, swinging away. On that one, Lordoy grounding it foul down the first base side. Bottom nine will feature the 2-3-4 spots in the Wausau order for the second time in this ballgame. Espinal, Galvin, and Brigham. The 1-1. Rolled over on the ground at first base. Staying down with it is Brigham. He'll take it to the bag himself. Three unassisted goes Lordoy, two down, and the bases are empty here in the top of the ninth inning. Landon Gaz striking out three times in this ball game. It's 0 for 4. Righty on righty battle. The first delivery to Landon. Breaking ball, missing inside for ball one. The 1-0 delivery. Another off-speed missing upstairs for ball two on Gaz. On deck is McIntosh, then it's Christian Webb. Raptors scoring now in four different innings today. Two homers, Lordoy and Arroyo. 2-0 swung on and missed from Gaz. Having three multi-run innings, three in the first, two in the second, three in the top of inning six for Wisconsin Rapids. Looking to finish the season here at Wausau, 3-3. 2-1. Fastball missing downstairs for ball three on the UC Irvine Anteater. They're looking to avoid going 0-6 at home against these Woodchucks tomorrow night, 6:35 first pitch from historic Witter Field. Catch a 6:25 pregame show right here on WFHR. 3-1. Swung on and missed into the glove of Solis Jr. Count now full on Gaz. The payoff pitch here from Butler. Tapped foul right off Gaz's foot down the first base side. We'll do it again. Mason Onati, a three-hit ball game, including two doubles. Royo, two hits with his long ball. Orlando Lordoy, a three-hit game. Plenty of options for our WFHR player of the game if the Raptors hold on. Three balls, two strikes, two outs, bases empty. Another delivery here from Logan Butler to Landon Gaz. Breaking ball misses outside for ball four. It's a seven-pitch free pass to the Moore Park, California native, bringing up Kyler McIntosh. McIntosh has scored one of the nine Raptor runs in this ballgame. That came in the top of inning six. Reached on an error from the third baseman, Vance Sheahan. Last time up, a ground out to the shortstop, Berkland. First pitch in the righty-on-righty battle hit in the air, shallow center. Berkland drawing out. Galvin coming in. It is Max Galvin calling him off to make the catch and retire the side. Raptors lead it by five. We head to the bottom of the ninth inning. A solo home run to lead off the frame from Chris Arroyo, his fifth of the season. Here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the carpenters union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Josh Novak summoned to get the final three outs of this ballgame tonight from Athletic Park. Raptors 9, Woodchucks 4 on WFHR. Andy Ockman, the Athletic Park press box, bringing you more Raptor baseball. And the 2-3-4 spots are due up for Wausau in this inning. First pitch from the Hillsdale College right-hander to Eddie and Espinal is a fastball that's called a strike. Last time out, two scoreless and hitless innings for Josh at Lakeshore. That doubleheader, 6-0 the final score on July 25th. 0-1 fastball missing outside to even the count. Zero ERA for Novak on the season. Didn't allow a run either in his first outing, which was at home against Wausau on the 18th. Two innings and two hits allowed for the Andover, Minnesota native. The 1-1. Fouled away down the third base side. Espinal in this ballgame, 0-for-1 in four plate appearances. He's been hit by a pitch three different times. Galvin on deck, Brigham in to follow. Novak looks in as his signals from Christian Webb, catching his first game here with the Raptors. Time called by Espinal prior to that. Novak, an inning and two-thirds. College teammates with Brandon Scott in his first college season. Now the home plate umpire Jeremy Brooks out of his post as well prior to Espinal getting back into the left-handed batter's box. Novak, first base side of the slab, comes set. The 1-2. Ripped on a ground. It's through into right field. Base hit for Espinal to right field, and the batter is Max Galvin.
Now batting for the Woodchucks, number 7, Max Galvin.
Max Galvin has reached once in his four plate appearances today, that being a 6-pitch walk last time up in the 7th inning. Nine runs, 12 hits, no errors for Rapids, four runs, 10 hits, and an error for the Woodchucks. Novak looking to generate a ground ball off the bat of Galvin here. First pitch fastball missing downstairs. Tristan Kruzenberry, the start tonight for Wisconsin Rapids. Three frames in his 12th appearance of the season for the Rats opening day starter. Allowed five hits and three earned runs. Did not walk a woodchuck and struck out three on 60 pitches. The 1-0 delivery on the outside corner from Novak is there for a called strike. Gaz holding on the runner at first. The 1-1. Driven in the air, right center. Lordoy coming in on it to make the catch. That is the first out of this ninth inning. After Kruzenberry, it was two innings for Danny Kerr in his Northwoods League and Rafters debut. Allowed three hits, one earned run, no walks, and three strikeouts on 37 tosses. Evan Palmer, three shutout. To follow Kerr, one hit allowed, two walks, two punchouts on 42 pitches. Palmer is in line for the win. The Rafters can hold on to this five-run lead. Novak set. First pitch to Brigham. On the outside corner, it's there for a strike. Eight left on the bags for Wisconsin Rapids tonight compared to Wausau's nine. Pretty even in that category. The 0-1. Ripped on a line. It's down in right field for a base hit. Bergman's first of the ball game puts runners on first and second with one down, and the batter is Max Solis Jr. Solis Jr., 1-for-4 in the ball game, his seventh home run of the season. In the bottom of the fifth inning, a solo shot that made it 5-4 Rafters at the time. Yeah, righty on righty battle here. Novak looking to work his way out of this one. Still plenty enough of a cushion for the right-hander, but doesn't want it to get any scarier. First pitch to Solis Jr., off speed from Josh, and it's a beauty. Count 0-1 to begin here on the woodchuck catcher. Nothing in one, Brigham off the first base bag, Espinal on second. Next delivery. Swing and a miss, Solis chasing that one. It is quickly 0-2 on the Houston, Texas native. Back-to-back breaking balls for Novak. We'll see if he goes to the well for a third time. Nine on the clock, the 0-2. This is down to the dirt. Nice block by Webb to keep it near him. Slightly crawling up the first baseline, but everyone stays put on their respective bases. Count now 1-2. .23 combined hits between the two teams here tonight. Had plenty of high-scoring affairs and lopsided games as well between the two clubs this season. You look at the 17-10 game in favor of Wausau here way back on June 1st. 15-3 in favor of the Rafters in game one of that doubleheader here at Athletic Park on the 20th of June. And then the game on July 7th, Sunday afternoon, it was 20-3 Wausau. 1-2. Bounced in there, blocked off the protector of Christian Webb to even the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. See what Novak goes to here, looking to avoid Solis Jr. working a full count. Josh set, 12 on the clock, hands held high. Look back to second, the 2-2. Ripped foul down the right field side. 11 games left in the season after tonight, 8 of those being at Witter Field. Always love that Rafter crowd. Nothing better. And I've been hearing, obviously this being my first year with the club and with the team, that there's no better place to be than Witter Field in August. That's when it gets extremely rowdy. We've been having great crowds the last couple of weeks, and I can't wait to see what August holds. 2-2, got him swinging on a slider. Josh Novak wins the battle. That's the second out of the inning. It's up to Hayden Christensen to keep this ball game alive for Wausau. Christensen 1-for-4. Last time up, pit to an inning-ending 6-4 fielder's choice back in the seventh. His lone knock being a single in the second, he later scored. Josh Novak looking to slam the door shut and lock the key. First pitch. Breaking ball, missing down for ball one. On deck is Korn. Pemberton to follow. A 1-0. Fastball fouled away down the first base side, well into the stands. Chance here for the Rats to get their 30th win of the season. Just one out away. Novak set. Long look to second with five on the clock. The 1-1. Swung on and missed. A fastball into the glove of Webb. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Runners on first and second. 9-4 Rapids here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Novak ahead in the count. We'll see what he goes with. Big toss. He got him swinging. Breaking ball in the dirt ends the ball game. Josh Novak picks up two punch outs, slams the door shut, and the Raptors have won for the third time this season against the Chucks in here at Athletic Park. 9-4 the final score. 9 runs, 12 hits, no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. 11 hits and an error for Wausau. We'll be back in just a few minutes for official postgame show of Raptor Baseball right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and Central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors.
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others, too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great, too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Hear we? What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that!
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Now, let's get back to exciting
camping. America's pastime. The fresh air, the lack of phone signal, and the ability to relax with a cold.